Let's get some TFC talk right now from our friend John Molinaro, Sportsnet's chief soccer reporter. John, thanks very much for being with us. And, well, you know what? We talked about the Canadian Championship. We talked about MLS being all that TFC was really focused on this year, was winning the Supporters' Shield and finishing the unfinished business from last year, winning the MLS Cup. But it's Montreal, it's Toronto, and John, something's on the line. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be. They're expecting, a sellout crowd tomorrow at BMO Field. I think whenever Toronto plays Montreal, it's special. You go back to the playoff series last year, the two games played, and it was, probably one of the best playoff conference finals in the history of Major League Soccer. And, I think it's just a great rivalry. It's not dirty, and it's not... there's no sort of just a dirty play in it at all. But there's, I think, just a dislike and an animosity between the two teams. And that sort of plays out on the field whenever they meet. And it's pretty intense. So, I'll take that any time.
Well, and I think so. And, regardless of how it fits in with the, MLS and the team's overall philosophy, the Canadian Championship affords this team an opportunity to test itself too, and in international competition. And while, again, it's still all, let's not sugarcoat it, it's still all about the MLS. This is, once the game is on and once the opportunity to win is there, you definitely want to take it.
No, absolutely. Perhaps if this was Vancouver that Toronto was playing, then, maybe the feelings towards that wouldn't be so strong, but it is Montreal. It's their biggest rival. It's a team that, as stated before, there's a little bit of ill feeling towards. So they're always going to go out for it against when it's the impact. And I suspect Greg Vanney is going to field a very strong lineup tomorrow, much like he did last week in Montreal for the first leg. And I think he's going to really go for it.
I would agree, it should be fun indeed as Toronto takes on Montreal. John Molinaro with us from Sportsnet.ca. So, John, you published your midseason report card on TFC, and there isn't much doubt. The mark's got to be pretty good for this team because with, a couple of, questionable efforts, New England is one that sticks out right at the top of the mind. It has been a pretty darn good season for this team for long stretches of time, has it not?
Yeah, you couldn't really ask for much better. They're first place in the league. They've only lost twice. I would say only really against that game you mentioned against New England where they lost 3-0. That was really only their poor performance of the year. They've been, outstanding. They've been the pace setters in Major League Soccer, and they've done it by using their bench, too. I mean, they've had a lot of international absences to deal with, a lot of injuries to deal with. And yet Greg Vanney has really gone to his bench, and it's worked out because players have stepped up. He's rotated his squad as he's needed. And, the results speak for themselves. And, everyone's been contributing. I think that's the other thing. It's not just, Sebastian Giovinco and Jozy Altidore. It's, newcomer Victor Vasquez, who I think has made an incredible difference as the, creative playmaker in midfield. And it's, Justin Morrow, who's been, I think, the best left-sided midfielder and fullback in the league. And he was finally been called up to the U.S. national team. And, Chris Mavinga, another newcomer who's come in, has really helped bolster the defense. And youngsters like Marky Delgado, who's, really made up a stake for regular playing time. So if everyone is contributing, I think that's, the most promising thing about, TFC's first half of the season.
Agree, John, the depth and the quality of the depth and the way people have bought into the unit. Maybe talk a little bit about then the job Greg Vanney has done, keeping everybody happy, because sometimes that's the toughest job a coach has when you have that much depth and you have that much talent that wants to play, keeping everybody happy. But I guess, that by osmosis, he has that opportunity, and that's not the right word to use. You don't want to lose all caliber players to international competition. But when you do, it affords some pitch time for guys that might be frustrated if that opportunity wasn't there.
It does. And, I think you have to give Greg a lot of credit because, as I said, he does have a great deal of depth, and it's not easy making everyone happy, right? Because everyone wants to play, and there's talented guys on this team that, they're not playing regular first team or much football at all. You look at Benoit Cheyrou for Clint Irwin, who was the starting goalkeeper last year, he's now the backup. I mean, these guys would be starting on any other team in Major League Soccer. But I think what Greg has done is he's made the competition, it all about the competition for places, and it being a healthy competition. He's really sort of stressed that, you know, he wants guys to compete for their spot, and there's no complacency in that. You have to go in every day and work, and that sounds like a cliche, and it sounds like, well, of course, yeah, you know, every coach does that. But it's easier said than done, and I think he's really sort of developed this sort of culture where everyone feels it incumbent upon themselves to go in every day, and they have to earn it every day. And, you know, I think Michael Bradley, the captain, plays a big role in that too, because I think that's just the way he is, with that sort of natural leadership. He, you know, he works very hard. He never takes a training session off. So, you know, he's sort of had a hand in building up that culture as well. But yeah, full credit to Greg Van. I think he's just done a wonderful job in trying to, keep everyone happy, but getting the most out of everyone.
Well said. Sebastian Giovinco has been a league MVP candidate ever since he came to TFC. But in your mind, Jose Altidore has been just perhaps the best player on this team so far. Talk about his contribution in particular.
Well, I think he's been sensational. I mean, not just the goals. I mean, obviously he leads the team in scoring with Seba, with seven each, and he has four assists. But I think he just is the reference point up front. You know, I mean, his athletic and sort of physical style, it really sort of causes problems for defenders. I mean, that game against New England last week, I mean, their center backs were really frustrated because they just couldn't deal with him, you know, bullying them around. And when he does that, it opens up and creates spaces and opportunities for other teammates to exploit. And I think he's just good on the defensive end as well. So he's sort of that first line of defense when, TFC's opponents have the ball. He's there sort of closing down guys, trying to win the ball back. So I think he's just an all-around, an all-around forward. There's no sort of real weaknesses to his game. I think he just contributes a little bit of everything, and he's very good at a lot of different things. You can't deny his work rate. I mean, he's just a tireless workhorse. And I think he's just really established himself as sort of the focal point of that attack through the first half of the season.
And the front office deserves credit for continuing, especially in the last year and a half, to add those pieces. Victor Vasquez, another one, added to this team and contributing, you know, after, you know, so many years, John, of a bloody big deal that turned into a bloody disaster. Mm-hmm. This team has just seems to have the Midas touch right now.
It does, yeah. It's a far cry from the early years of the team when I covered them, and it's a far cry from the bloody big deal and, you know, all the falls of dawns that preceded it and proceeded it. But this is, you know, they're the model franchise in Major League Soccer. They really are. I mean, you look at everything they've done from top to bottom, the way that they've built this team, bringing in designated players who, you know, weren't the wrong side of 30, who were still in their 20s and had plenty of gas left in their tank, to filling it out with, MLS veteran players like Drew Moore and Justin Morrow and Jason Hernandez, to getting in, you know, bringing up young prospects like Jay Chapman and Marky Delgado, and bringing in key foreign players, like, as I said, Victor Vasquez, who I think has just been, a wonderful addition. So they've really built the team from the bottom up, and I think they've just, you know, there's a stability, there's a depth, there's a quality, and there's just an overall quality to the team that has long been lacking. And as I said, I think everyone around MLS is now sort of looking to TFC as a model as to how to get it done.
And we'll see if they can get it done in the Canadian Championship tomorrow night at BMO Field against the Montreal Impact, and of course further down the line in the MLS Cup if they get back indeed. John Molinaro is Sportsnet's chief soccer reporter joining us tonight to chat TFC. John, always great to have you on the show. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Have a good evening.